Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I had our regular guest, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of the Treasury Department, father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts, on Friday calling this evil criminal action against Russia, an attempt to test them for a wider war in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. The United States backed forces of Georgia premeditatedly Thursday night into Friday when the Olympics kicked off as a smokescreen viciously attacked a string of towns and cities in southern Ossetia, the border with Russia, killing more than 2,000 civilians, scores of peacekeepers, and at least 15 Russian troops. Russia responded with attacks, but this is an exclusive. Dr. Roberts, not going to be on with us today, but he sent me his story for Creator Syndicate that will not be out until tomorrow in newspapers nationwide. And it's a long story. Here's even given us authorization to post this, but I'm just going to read it. He said, and today, as I write in the liberal Washington Post that has written an editorial using the U.S. to go to war with Russia, with this editorial, Stopping Russia, as the headline, the U.S. and its allies must unite against Moscow's war on Georgia. The Washington Post has established a world record for maximum number of lies in a number of single words, number of words. Except for the Washington Post, the entire world knows that Georgia, the birthplace of Joseph Stalin, not Georgia, USA, I made the joke with him on air that he better put in his article that it wasn't Georgia, USA, initiated the aggression that killed Russian peacekeepers and hundreds of civilians. It's now more than 2,000 in South Ossetia, peacekeepers who were there for the blessing of Georgia and the international agreements for more than 10 years since 93. The true facts are available all over the world press, but the, quote, liberal Washington Post serves up the lie that Russia has attacked Georgia and conceivably plans to conquer all of Georgia. This is a grave challenge to the United States and Europe, thunders the Bush regime's mouthpiece, a.k.a. the liberal media. Thirsting for blood, the liberal media declares the United States and its NATO allies must together impose a price on Russia. And it goes on. That's an exclusive. This isn't even out yet. I want to go to one of our other contributors who contributes each week, and that's Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. I will then get to Greg in Fort Worth, Pam in New York, Carl in Canada, Randy in Chicago, Mike in New Jersey, and others that are holding while Bob Chapman rides shotgun with us. Bob Chapman, of course, worked in intelligence against the Russians. Then he became the largest gold and silver broker in the world and has had the largest financial newsletter out there. He is also one of the granddaddies in the movement against fighting the New World Order the last 50 years. And Bob Chapman joins us. Bob, since you were on Friday analyzing what was happening, there's been a lot of new developments. Russia's now sent its fleet in, has been engaging Georgian ships. The Georgians tried to attack another area of southern Russia as well. We have those reports. Abkhazia as well, and they repulsed that attack. The Georgians, even though they've claimed to cease fire, are still attacking. This is just unbelievable. And most U.S. newspapers are saying Russia attacked Georgia, a new level of disregard of the people, treating us like complete morons. But I guess we are morons, so why not? Bob Chapman, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to be here again. As I said, I guess it was on Friday, that Russia would expand this. And they had no choice. The whole climate of relations now have changed severely between Russia, Western Europe, England, and the United States. And everybody who reads into this sort of thing, like Dr. Roberts and myself, and writes about it, knows that it's a setup. They want a Cold War. They want to divert attention from the horrible economic and financial condition that's going on now in the Western world. And this is a diversion. And at the same time, they geopolitically are trying to outflank Russia by eventually, hopefully, from the U.S. standpoint or the neocon standpoint, of bringing NATO into this whole thing and NATO into Georgia. The fact that I got one of my people who does intelligence work for me has been watching the satellite out of Moscow, and also a number of reports from
Al Jazeera.
However it's pronounced. What is it again, Alex?
Al Jazeera.
And they reported long before the press did in the United States that over 2,000 people have been killed, almost all of them civilians, incidentally. Blackwater and I believe it's back Blackwater, that's what they're being called, American trainers, and the Israeli Mossad contractors.
That's right. Israeli publications are reporting since Friday very proudly that 1,000 Israeli contractors are leading the attack. This is unbelievable.
Right. And so the next move will be by Russia that they will totally pacify Georgia and move in there. And then the United States will retaliate, and then Russia will turn their nuclear weapons westward again toward the United States and Western Europe.
Well, that's now been announced, actually.
I can't catch it all like you do.
No, I'm saying that you're correct.
Yeah, I came back early this morning from golf, and I had 532 emails. So I had my hands full today. But the point is that they're gearing up for another war. I think right after the election, they're going to go for a draft. I think there's a good chance.
Well, that's what McCain said. He said, quote, if World War III starts, then we'll need a draft. And meanwhile, Jerusalem Post, AP reporting Friday, two U.S. aircraft carriers are indeed, as we reported during the week, with rumors from sources that they thought they were going there. Now they admit they're going to the Gulf, beefing up the other two task forces that are there. This on the heels of the New Yorker magazine reporting Dick Cheney wanted to stage terror attacks, blowing up U.S. ships, using Navy SEALs to blame it on Iran. How does this attack on Russia feed into the overall plan to attack Iran? You're still saying you don't think that attack's on.
I don't know that it's part of that. It may be, but I don't have enough intelligence sources to give me the information that in fact is so.
Okay,
I
let's shift gears. Go ahead.
I do know that the entire area in the Mediterranean, as well as off of the Ukraine and in that entire area, is alive with Russian submarines. And if the United States thinks that they're going to send a great flotilla in there and nothing's going to happen to it, I get news for you. If they start,
well, the Russians are already sinking Georgian ships right now.
Right. But American ships are a different story. And I think that they're being led right into a trap. And I noticed that Ukraine said that they were no longer going to allow Russia to use the facilities on the Black Sea, which they have a lease for 17 more years on that property. And I get news for the Ukraine. Get used to it, because the Russians are going to be there, and if you argue, you've got a problem too. You know, people don't understand how vast and the enormous amount of people there are in Russia, and that, you know, I've talked to a former Wehrmacht and SS people in my life of counterintelligence, some of them who eventually worked for the United States government.
Yeah, when you were in Germany against the Russians.
Right.
Tell you what, stay there. We got to go to. Well, keep going now. We're going into break in 30 seconds. Bob, you were saying, go ahead.
And they said that, you know, we were better trained and better equipped, and our kill ratio is 20 to 1. He said, but these people just kept on coming.
All right, stay there. We're going to come right back with Bob Chapman on the other side. Your calls.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's unveilingthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
It is August 10th, 2008. The United States-backed Georgian forces launched a sneak attack Thursday night into Friday morning, killing thousands of civilians, mass murdering Russian troops, and other peacekeeping troops in the region they've been in since 1993, which has always been part of Russia proper. It's just unbelievable. Bob Chapman is the guy we went to for this because he worked in counterintelligence in Eastern Europe and Germany during the 1950s when the Cold War was a lot hotter. He's also an expert on what's happening with the economy, internationalforecaster.com. We're going to get the mic from Greg and Pam, Carl, Randy, all of you here in just a few minutes. Bob, I'm going to have you ride shotgun with myself and Jason Burnmas for the rest of the hour. We appreciate you being with us. But just briefly before we go, get some calls in, A, was this a miscalculation by the delusional chicken hawk coward neocons? Or is this going well for them? Is this what they thought Russia would do? A. B, it's all over Russian national TV and international television, Russia Today and others, they're CNN, that, yes, Ukrainian, U.S. Special Forces, it's admitted in our news that Marines, 1,000 Marines and others are there, but, quote, advising, but the people on the ground are reporting dead American soldiers, both black Americans and, quote, men in black uniforms with U.S. insignia. You think the Russians are going to grab those bodies and use that for concessions and keep it secret, or is more of that going to be? Well, I mean, you heard both the questions. A, did the globalists miscalculate? B, what do you think about Americans being involved in this?
I think the neocons have miscalculated. I think that they thought that the Russians would back off, and I think they're surprised. Number two, the Russians are collecting the dead. And they're doing DNA samples on them because they don't know of any Negroes, black people who live in Georgia, and some of them were quite badly mangled, if you may, and they just wanted to make sure. And the uniforms, the black uniforms, and we've been told it was Blackwater who was in there. They have an American flag on their shoulder, and that was the insignia that's being talked about. So you've got 1,000 Marines, which really upsets me, because I don't think that our troops should be in there. You've got over 1,000 Israelis who have been in there for a long time, and you have the tremendous amount of hardware that was supplied by both the United States and Israel, which is being used by the Georgian troops. At this point, I see it as a no-win situation for Georgia.
Well, the top Russian general said in a press conference today that no doubt this is U.S.-backed, U.S.-funded, and that they're, quote, looking at the black uniforms, at the people of African descent that are dead, and as you said right now, trying to tissue sample that and see if they're from Eastern Europe.
Exactly. And so I think if the United States moves forward into another war, this will be opening up a third front.
By the way, I'm not joking.
If you think Hitler was stupid, this guy has got to be out of his skull.
Well, the neocons, some of the neocon websites are saying Russia, I'm not joking, listeners, has attacked Georgia, U.S., as I predicted they would Friday. That's how dumb they think the public are, Bob.
Yeah, well, I didn't see any bombs go off in Atlanta this week.
Well, they just know the public is completely mindless, and I don't understand.
Unbelievable. I mean, I just marvel. And, you know, this is a mental disease that is not only a priority of Americans. I mean, this is all over the world. I mean, we have subscribers everywhere, and they write us letters telling us, you know, the school system in England is so bad, we don't know what we're going to do. And the same in Germany and in South Africa and on and on and on.
And it's all by design. Let's go to some calls here. Who is up first? Who has been holding the longest? That would be Greg in Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks for holding, Greg. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Bob. Jason, if you're there. Hey, I just want to say something, guys. For the first time in my life, I've been listening to you for a long time, Alex. And for the first time in my life, I've called your show. And I'm scared. I really am. And I'll tell you why I'm scared. I have realized since the guests that you've had on that there's a lot of oil up there in Alaska. And it seems to me that blood is more profitable than oil. And I think that's what's going on, Bob. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong about that, but I'm really sick to my stomach right now.
Well, not just oil and blood, but they're saying gas. The UK Daily Mail, turns out BP owns most of that pipeline, is claiming Russia has attacked to get the pipeline. Russia didn't attack anybody.
Well, I understand that.
And they have their own pipeline.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is that since we can become energy independent, with the oil that we have on the northern slopes of Alaska, and we're not doing that. Instead, we're going around and shooting other people. It seems to me that blood must be more profitable than oil, and that scares me.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. For those
that
don't know,
80%
of the oil taken out of Alaska goes to Asia. So even if they open it up, we're not getting it. We are the schmucks of the world. They think we're done. You heard us play Miss North Carolina earlier. Cue her back up again. Where she doesn't even know which country she's in. And they know that's a green light to tyrants to do whatever they want with us. We'll play it after the break. Let's go to another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Pam in New York. Pam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Pam in New York. I'm glad to talk to you. I've been wanting to call in and tell your listeners that I have found a place to watch the Russian news in the English on the Internet.
Yes, it's Russia Today.
Yeah, and there's also a place you can go called livestation.com, and you download a small program, and you can actually watch live their live TV right now.
Well, just so you know, we've taken all the most important Russian newscasts, scores of them. They're all on Infowars.com and Prison Planet. I spent hours this morning watching the reports, getting the best ones boiled down from different video sources. We have links of those all up. You know, you want to see the tanks, the helicopters, the dead bodies.
Yeah, that's what they're showing this on the Russian I guess it's like the Russian CNN. They're showing all this, and they also showed an American man that his wife is there visiting his her mother, and she was, they're talking genocide, that Georgia was genociding this,
No, that's it. They attacked Ossetia and other areas and just murdered everybody. And then our media goes, how dare Russia not like us murdering them? No.
Oh, well, he said that we should call all our senators and our congressmen and tell Bush to back off, get out of Georgia and leave it to Russia to take care
of it. But Georgia's in the USA. The Ruskies attacked it to get the peaches. I hear you. Yes, watching Russian TV, you can watch European television, it's all admitted. And Georgia's still attacking. They keep saying ceasefire, and then they attack. And then go, oh, they're attacking us. I mean, watching the Georgian president Friday on the news going, we've been attacked for no reason.
It's not only that, but he's calling out for American and NATO help. Well, he's got it. It was there beforehand. So it's just deception again and again and again, Alex. It makes me sick.
And again, folks, we're not defending Russia. All these governments are criminal. The point is, we don't need our government to be going through surrogates and sneak attacking Russian military bases.
And we don't need our young men and women over there fighting either.
Bob, stay there. I want to come back and talk about whatever you think is most important with this situation and the economy and more phone calls. Everybody stay with us. 30 minutes left after this important news.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
On a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
U.S.-backed forces in Georgia, led by U.S. commandos and mercenaries, launched giant terror attacks Thursday night against multiple cities and towns and Russian military bases, slaughtering peacekeepers in cold blood. And it's nowhere in the media, because you have a population that, on average, is about like the lady you just heard. Doesn't have a clue about anything. I mean, it's now coming out. We have confirmed cases where high school students will ask adults, where does the sun go at night? Is it turning out? You know, I mean, I'm not joking here. They know nothing, ladies and gentlemen. They think George Bush is a conservative. They think Barack Obama's a good guy. I'm about to go back to Bob Chapman and then loaded phone lines here. But, Burmese, we're not joking about the complete ignorance of large sectors of the public. And we've got the government documents for the last 100 years where they federalized education and did it by design.
Yeah, maybe people missed that last clip, but she was literally saying that schoolrooms in the United States didn't have maps. and that students didn't have access to maps, and that's why they didn't know where
no,
the
they
were.
No, they teach you about political correctness and how to ninny and how to spy on your parents and how to be a thug and how to snort cocaine in the public schools and how to be mindless consumers. That's what you're taught.
Yeah, you're taught that you will achieve more if you're part of sports and you go with the quote-unquote norm. You know, that's,
and how to regurgitate BS out of textbooks.
Yeah, and dress like everybody else. You know, that's basically it. There's little to no education left in this country, let alone the world. It's very upsetting, Alex. I see it more and more. I mean, I know a bunch
of guarantee you, Miss South Carolina thinks the Russians attacked Georgia, USA.
Yeah, and this is really tough for me. You know, I have, you know, a younger sister. I have a little niece. And to see them grow up in this thing, I mean, my younger sister... I mean, I feel bad for her. She asked me a lot of things, and she's like, well, they're not teaching me this stuff in school. Where are you getting this from? And I'm showing her the mainstream news sources, and she's like, wow, this is incredible. And she's just like,
yeah, it's all out in the open. Like the Houston Chronicle says, they built camps for the American people.
Yeah.
You tell somebody, and they go, there ain't no such thing. Wear your tinfoil hat. Ooh, it's funny.
Yeah, you know, no, there's no North American Union. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. There's no proposal. You know, there's no European Union passing the Lisbon Treaty after it failed. I mean, they're just going along with it. Doesn't even
matter. They don't
matter.
Even know what a treaty is.
A good point.
Then you hear conservative talk radio who thinks they know what are going on. They're just another grade of propaganda. Bob Chapman, again, how do you see this affecting oil prices, what's happened?
Well, I think it can't do anything but make them firmer, if perhaps higher, at least in the short term, because nobody knows where this is really going. And it is expanding. And there's no question that Russia is going to take over Georgia, and it's going to spank them, and it's going to absorb the two provinces in northern Georgia, which, as you said, is for centuries were part of Russia, and they will become part of Russia, and they probably will tell Georgia that they're not going to have an army anymore either. And the opposite of that is if the U.S. moves in, we're going to lose a number of major U.S. cities. It's going to be a nuclear war.
Well, it has been.
Europe will be devastated.
Well, it has been.
So won't Russia, but it's going to be awful.
There are several reports I've got here of small convoys of NATO forces that were already in the country moving north. I hope they don't do what Wesley Clark tried when he ordered NATO to attack the Russians in Serbia, in Pristina, in the capital of Kosovo, and thank God General Peter Jackson, the head of NATO, refused that. Remember that?
Yeah, I certainly do. Yeah, so, you know, everything is, quote, fluid, and we don't know where it's all going to go. It's all bad. There's nothing good about it. Yes, it would tend to make oil prices stronger. And maybe much more so than they should be. The oil situation is a natural correction. There was excessive speculation, not as much as what the CFTC says, but I think it was about 30%. So a 30% haircut would bring it back to somewhere between 1 and 120.
But you said that would happen 3 months ago. You said it'll go up to about 145. It went up to 149. Then you said it would go down in the late summer, early fall, but back up next summer to an all-time high. Are you still saying that?
Yes. Yes. And maybe it won't be much of an all-time high. It all depends on the world situation. These things are very difficult to call. I mean, there's so many things going on. I mean, we might have... you know, the 82nd Airborne jumping into Georgia tomorrow morning. We just don't know.
Well, that's in the U.S. They want peaches. Okay, you know, how dare the Russians attack Georgia? The USA Americans, such as, oh, my God. I'm joking about Miss South Carolina. Okay, let's keep going.
I couldn't even make head and tail of what she was saying. I mean, this girl is not too swift.
It's unbelievable. Let's go ahead.
Incidentally, my daughter teaches school, fortunately at the fourth grade level, and but you know they have their nomenclature that they have to follow, but she deviates every time she can and puts in the kind of information that you and I talk about.
That's right. The only thing keeping anything going in this country is that there's still good teachers that break the rules and get off the curricula and start actually teaching. Carl in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Carl.
Eric, couple comments regarding that Ghost Recon. Maybe they are going to play this thing out, you know, if Ukraine gets involved and then Russia could kick out the Georgian government and the Ukrainian government and rebuild their empire. Then the United States, they will have a new felt enemy to replace this war on terror since it's not working.
Well, they've been saying they want to bring the Cold War back, but let me stop you because we talked about that last hour. Tom Clancy wrote a book about hijackers flying in the World Trade Center a year before. His Ghost Recon video game synopsis is where in 2008, and this was done in 2001, the U.S.-backed forces basically clashed with the Russians in the very region where this is now happening in South Ossetia. Bob Chapman, what's that sound like to you?
I guess he got a hold of some plans that were already put together.
Well, we know that's right around the time U.S. forces were massed there. Anything else that you want to say, Carl?
No. I just still wondered if you heard about my the stuff that's been forwarded to you from the lawyer from the Tehran Times covered my story.
Yes, sir. I've gotten your emails hundreds of times where you're locked up in jail up in Canada. I appreciate your call. I mean, we can just repeat it over and over again, but thank you, sir. Okay, let's jam in another phone call here. Let's talk to Vinny in New York. Vinny, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I couldn't believe the story I just heard about this Ghost Recon thing. I called up the local news station here, News 12, Westchester County, New York, news12.com. I spoke to somebody there, and I recently spoke to them, this guy Henry there about this chemtrails and all this, and they just ignored it. I said, look, you people better wake up because guess what? I'm not going to be here next year, and neither are you. If you don't start telling the facts, I said, go to Infowars.com and check it out for yourself. If you want, I recorded the show. I'll send you a copy of it, but I better see something on TV about it.
Well, good.
I'll tell you what, Alex. Remember in your movie, your interview with Aaron Russo, Architecture of Prison Planet, how
yes.
said they were going to try to take over the Caspian Sea to put a pipeline in and all that stuff?
Yes.
I mean, they're there for the oil as far as I'm concerned. That's where I'm looking at it.
I hear you. They're laughing at me in the control room for people watching on TV. Fox News keeps calling me. I'm on Geraldo Rivera tonight, and they keep calling me over and over again, and I don't know. You never know what they're doing. I got to call them during the break. No, I hear you. Absolutely, sir, and I appreciate your call. I have to multitask. I have 100 things going on. You know, they're now saying it's a conspiracy theory if you say that cell phones radiate your brain and that we are crazy and wear tinfoil hats.
That's insanity because anytime you have a speaker on or you're next to a computer and the thing rings, you can literally hear the radio
waves
and frequencies.
There's thousands of studies admitting it gives you brain cancer. The point is there's now websites saying I'm crazy because I report that cell phones are bad for your brain and that I wear a tinfoil hat. What the hell are you people in total denial? I'm sorry. Georgia is in Russia, not in the U.S.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving. But what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved
medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I wanted to introduce Jason Burness, filmmaker, on the InfoWars team to the Sunday audience. I know we have some M&M affiliates that carry the Sunday show that don't carry the weekday show. He'll be sitting in for a full week when I'm covering the DNC live from that police state situation in Denver, the 22nd to the 28th. He'll be in here on that Sunday as well, and I'll be calling him with live reports on the eve of it here. Next weekend I'll be here for you. Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com, is our guest. And Burmes, plug your website. It's loosechange911.com. You've also got your MySpace, very popular websites.
Yeah, loosechange911.com. I, myself, occasionally Dylan, Corey, and Jonathan from We Are Change Colorado, put up some blog posts up there every day. It's a nice little site.
Well, what's funny about me plugging your website?
Nothing's funny about it. It's good. Thank you.
Burmes is always so smiley.
Yeah, I'm a smiley guy. On top of that, you're going to see some trailers for Fabled Enemies coming out this week. After this, you know, me and you are going back to work on that.
And then I'm going to be on Geraldo. And folks, don't say you're a traitor. Why are you on Geraldo or why are you on CNN? They have me on there. I don't turn it down. They have me on.
Why would you? It's a chance for you to expand your audience. That's what this is all about, getting the word out. And if we have to break through the mainstream.
Well, new DC Madam stuff came out with her lawyer now saying, she said, if I die, they killed me. Well, she told me that too and on air.
And not only that, but I guess that there's some documents buried somewhere or something.
Yeah, well, I'm supposedly on Geraldo tonight. They keep calling me over and over again, and I called them during the break, and yes, I'm on there tonight. And so what? Okay, here
we go. No, it's
a
good thing.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, honestly.
I'd rather go on there and talk about Russia being attacked. But Bob Chapman's our guest. I want to run through a bunch of calls here at the end. Just have a quick question or comment, and Bob can comment on that. Frank in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, Bob, great to talk to you. This is basically genocide, what Georgia has done, and I agree with Bob.
Georgia didn't attack anybody with peaches. All right, I quit joking. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with what Bob is saying. This is a prelude. I think this is a prelude as far as going into Iran. But also, I think another black op so-called terrorist attack in the United States of America, which basically starts launching the nuclear holocaust and population control. And I want to know what Bob thinks about that. I think this is where we start the beginning process of annihilation.
Well, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's really running things, openly says he wants to start World War III by attacking Russia in the Caucasus, and he wrote that in 97 in the Grand Chessboard, Bob, and it's happening.
Absolutely, and we reported on it, and we follow him extremely closely and have ever since 69. When they started to get together, he was one of the guiding lights of the Trilateral Commission.
Presidents don't run anything. It's these key gophers for the big money elites, like Zbigniew Brzezinski, like Henry Kissinger, like George Shultz. That's who we watch, ladies and Lord Rothschild, David Rockefeller. We watch them very carefully while everybody else sucks their thumbs and watches the Olympics. Frank in California. We just went to Frank in California. Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. Mike, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex and Bob and Jason? The gentleman that just called us a second was more or less what I was thinking about. Like, more or less with war and everything, it's like you talked about killing 85% of the population. And sometimes what I'm thinking is more or less that Russia and the United States and all the elites, you know, I feel that they more or less, they all work together in one way. So if you start a war, you're killing the population anyway. But if it does turn out to be a big disaster and you have all these big people that are full-time billionaires that are leaving the United States, and you know, you're looking for a disaster to come this way.
Absolutely. Look, the criminals that run our country, Bill Clinton and NATO, attacked Serbia through their Muslim surrogates in Albania, a state up against Kosovo, south of it. It's the same deal here. And then once the Russians or the Serbs or anybody else defends themselves, it's, oh my God, oh, it's so horrible, look at those, you know, evil Russians or those evil Serbs. Or in the case of Iran, the U.S. funded Saddam and gave him the satellite intel and the advisors to attack Iran, and every American I talk to thinks Iran attacked Iraq, Bob.
Yeah. Now, that's understandable.
It scares me how dumbed down the population has gotten. Let's go to Randy in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, guys?
Good.
I wanted to add to Jason's comment at the beginning of the show. If they're using gangs as the revelation of the method, the two other gangs you better pay attention to, Shattered Union and Oil Wars.
Yeah, Shattered Union's where they the UN sets off a nuke in D.C. to make the U.S. fall and then bring in I-4 international forces.
Yep.
Now, go to YouTube and pull up Shattered Union. Let's go out of the show with Shattered Union. Go to YouTube, Shattered Union, get it ready. It's a two-minute clip. Go ahead.
And McCain's going to be the next president for Shattered Union. He would be the perfect unpopular one to take out.
God only knows. I know this. We're all got front row seats to Armageddon, so let's sit back and, you know, enjoy it. Remember, the government loves you. Everything's fine. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Florida, except my line, the phone system's down today, folks, so it's all over the map. Mike is on line 7. Okay, not line 6. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Alex. Why do they keep calling it World War IV? Is that to sanitize it?
Bob, explain it to him.
I mean, I know they're doing it because of the Cold War.
Yeah, they call World War. Yeah. They call the Cold War World War III, so the neocons call it World War IV. Bob.
It all depends on what you count. The Iraq Afghanistan affair is that World War III or isn't it?
The neocons call it World War IV. Zbigniew calls it number 3.
I personally think he's going to try to stay on as president and postpone the election and use all this. Why would he have put Directive 51 in play last year?
Well, they can see pass that on to another president. Presidents are just puppets. They may pass it on to Barack Obama or anybody else. For those that don't know, that makes the president supreme dictator. Go read it for yourself. PDD 51. Congress is asked to see it. They're told, shut your mouth. You're not allowed to see the full document. Appreciate that call. Did you guys find Shattered Union? Good. Okay, we're going to play that going out. The two-minute mark, just roll with it. Let's go ahead now and jam in another call here. Let's talk to Scott in Georgia. That's in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I was a friend of...
How are you taking the Russian attack right now? I'm joking because the average American thinks the Russians attacked Georgia, but go ahead.
No, I know that's probably true. I feel that they're gauging Russia. In Catholic prophecy, we know that Russia is going to attack Europe and that there won't be anything that the United States can do about it.
Well, Hal Lindsey and all those guys, and that's Protestant stuff, said that they're going to get in a fight in the Middle East. And I have to say, at least in the future, shaping up like that. Appreciate your call. Final comments on that, Bob Chapman.
Not really any. You know, again, we don't know which way this whole thing's going to go. All we know is that the bad stuff's in place. And let's see what happens. I think the Russians are going to take over, and I think the U.S. is going to back off.
All right. I hope that's the case. We're going to have an escalation here that could potentially move into a worldwide conflict. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, September 1st, Fabled Enemies is coming out, produced by me, directed and written by Burmish. Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dyson did a great job editing. I want to thank our whole team on that. During the weekday show, I'll be covering us all at InfoWars.com and back here next Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Yeah, here's another one of the video games where they throw in your face what are actually in federal plans and different think tank operations that we've seen. Here it is. We'll go out of the show with the video game ad for Shattered Union.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land.
We're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. We'll see you at InfoWars.com. End of transmission.
Build this shattered union.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORME is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORME today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORME, training for the 21st century.
Attention!